Okay, today, Beit Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Horios, and today we are learning Parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a person who followed a psak of Beis Din that was an erroneous psak, and Beis Din knew that they made an erroneous psak, obviously not at the time that they made the psak, but they sent out an advertisement that, a letter to the community that we made a mistake, and this guy continued to follow that psak anyway. So the last Mishnah is going to be a machlokas with this Mishnah, because this Mishnah is going to say that even if the person does the Avera based on the Psak of the Beis Din, he has to bring a Karban Chatos. But if most of the community follows a Psak of the Beis Din, none of the individual people have to bring a Karban Chatos. Instead, they bring a Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibor for the entire community at once. So the Mishnah talks about a case where most of the community followed a Psak, and therefore they had to bring a Par Helim Davar, and then the Beis Din changed their psak, and then after that, a single person who didn't know that Beis Din had changed their psak followed the original psak of the Beis Din. So does that person have to bring Karban Chatos? Or do we say he's already covered with the Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibor of the entire community? So Horu Beis Din. Beis Din gave a psak, and they were matir that which is aser and is really an iser karis, and then the whole community followed their psak. V'yadu shetov v'chazur behen, and they knew that they had made a mistake. So they were chozer on that psak. Whether the members of the community brought their kapara of parhelm davar shel tzibor, they didn't bring the parhelm davar shel tzibor. And if an individual guy goes and continues to follow that original psak, Rabbi Shimon says he does not have to bring a korban chatas, because even though Beis Din had retracted the psak, the fact that there's a parhelm davar shel tzibor brought, that covers everybody. So someone who does that same Avera, based on that same psak, is already covered by the Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibor. That is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Safek. Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't know, not sure whether he has to bring in Karban Chatos or not. Before following the psak, he probably should have checked to see if the psak was still binding or if Beis Din had changed their mind about it, and he didn't do that. So maybe that's considered a level of pshia, and therefore he has to bring a Karban Chatos. But since we're not sure, so what do you do when you're not sure about a Karban Chatos? You bring an Asham Talui, just in case you're chayev a Chatos. Ezu Safik, what's the case that it's a Safik whether a person has to bring a Chatos or not? Yashav lo b'soch besa chayev. If he stayed at home where, he was still in the community where Beis Din made its psak, and he followed that psak even after Beis Din had changed it, so then it's a Suffolk, and he has to bring an Asham Talui because he was home. He could have easily verified what the story was. Did Beis Din stick with their original psak or not? And he chose not to look into it. But halach l'medina siham, if he had gone somewhere far away and therefore he had no way to look into it, then pater. Then he's going to be pater from bringing any karban, because how's he supposed to know? What's he supposed to do? He has no, wasn't communication in those days. It was not like communication is nowadays. So now the Mishnah quotes a machlokas between different tanayim about a similar case where a person followed a psak, an erroneous psak of Beis Din that Beis Din had already been chozer on while he was getting ready to travel, but he hadn't yet traveled. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mota Ani Bazesh Hu Karov Liptur Min Hachova. I think that someone who's getting ready to travel is more likely putter than he is chayiv. Meaning, what do you want from him? He's all tzaflagant, he's all busy, he's all tarud with trying to get ready for his journey. So since he's busy preparing for his trip, you can't expect him to also take the time. He's trying to remember to pack lunch. You're going to also expect him to take the time to find out what Beis Din did. Amar lo ben Azeh, ben Azeh said, Mashan Azemin Hayoshev Beiso. What do you mean? He's home. Let him ask his neighbor. Yeah, that's part of your obligation. He didn't do that, so then he has to bring an Asum Ketalu, just like someone who was home the whole time. Shahayoshev Beiso Efshar Hayilol Sheyishma. Someone who was at home had the ability to find out what Beis Din, where Beis Din was holding. Vizeh lo haya Efshar lo Sheyishma. But this guy, as he's getting ready to travel, did not have the ability because he was getting ready for his trip. And that's where Rabbi Akiva says, I think it is different. I don't think it's the same as someone who just happens to be sitting at home and has not found out. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. So we mentioned Par Helem Davar, that when the majority of the community follows the Psak of Bezdin, an erroneous Psak of Bezdin, they bring a Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. So the Mishnah tells us that it's not for every Psak of Bezdin. Horu Bezdin Lakor is Kol Haguf. If Bezdin gives a Psak to undo an entire Isser in the Torah, for example, Amru Ein Nida Batorah. If Bezdin gives a Psak that says there's no such thing as Nida in the Torah, or Ein Shabbos Batorah, there's no such thing as Shabbos in the Torah, or Ein Avodah Zarah Batorah, or they say there's no such thing as Avodah Zarah Batorah, Rachman Al-Tzlan. So Harei Ilu Paturin. So then it's their Pater. Even if the majority of the community follows what Bezdin said, they don't bring a par Helem Davar. Everyone has to bring their own Karban Chatos. You know, obviously these are not very common cases that Bezdin would say such a thing, but there could be a time in history where people were extremely, extremely Amaratzish, and even the people that made it to the Sanhedrin were total Amaratzim. Horu levatal miktsas lekayim miktsas. If the erroneous psak of Bezdin was to be mevatal a portion of the mitzvah and be mekayim a different portion of the mitzvah, and everyone follows that psak, harelu chayavin, then they're chayiv to bring a par helem davar shel tzibur. Ketzad, what would be an example of levatal miktsas lekayim mitzvas miktsas? Amru yeshni debatorif. They said, yeah, if there is such a thing as nida, avla habal shomer shem keneged yom pater. But if you're boel a woman who's during her yiralf yemei ziva and she's a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, she only saw one day and she's waiting to see what happens the next day, you're pater for that. Or they say, Yeh Shabbos Pater, there is such a thing as Shabbos, Avla Mosim Rishus Yechalur Shisram Pater. But you're not chayiv for the Malacha of Hotsa'a. Or Yeh Shavod Zara Pater, they say, yeah, there is such a thing as Avod Zara in the Torah, but Aval HaMishtacha the Pater. But if you bow to it, it's only if you sacrifice to the Avod Zara, you're going to be chayiv. If you bow to it, you're going to be pater. Hare Elu Chayav. And then the Tzibra has to bring a Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur Shneimar V'ne'elam Davar, because the pasuk says Parhelam Davar is when V'ne'elam Davar Davar V'lo Kol Haguf. It has to be that what's missing is a Davar, but not what's missing is the entire din of the Torah. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if Bezdin made a psak and they know that they made a mistake and then they backed out on that psak, whether they brought a korban yet or not, someone went and then follows that erroneous psak. So it's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon says he's pater from an individual chatas, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's a suffik, and therefore he's chayiv in Hashem talui. And then the Mishnah distinguished between someone who's yashav lo bebeso versus somebody who's traveling, where if he's yashav lo bebeso, it's pshia to not find out whether Bezdin rejected their psak, where if he's traveling, you can't expect him to do so. And we said that if he's getting ready to travel, so that's a little more iffy. That was a question in Machlokas in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah Gimel, we said that if Bezdin makes a psak to uproot an entirety of a mitzvah in the Torah, like Nida, Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, then it's not subject to Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur, but if their mistake was to uproot one detail, one element of a mitzvah in the Torah, then they do bring a Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur, because after all, the Pasuk says, V'ne'elam Davar, but not Kol HaGuf. As Hashem, next time, we will pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalit.